Okay, after you put your name down for the pit, where did they send you to?
Send me to Askin, not far from Doncaster. Right. They were there.
They sent you to a training place?
Training. I was 4 nights. Then I come to St. John.
In Normanton?
Normanton.
At the training place, were you with other Polish guys? Other Polish men were there?
Yeah, there were few, you know.
You know them?
Or? Well, I know there were one, Rudy Malesz. No, the one, Rudy Dubček.
When you got to St. John's, did they make you go straight down into the mine?
Yes, because I was training down mines.
And what was that like then? Tell me about that, the first time you went down the pit.
Well, it was strange. But I got used to it. I like it. Yeah. I like work in pit, yeah.
And could you speak English properly by then?
No.
So what were you doing about that?
Well, bit, no much, you know, only bit, no much. Because in camp, they used to have lessons twice a week, you know, they come, give lessons. That was English captain, I think it was.
When you were in the resettlement corps?
Yeah, Petworth.
What kind of work did you do at St. John's?
Well, St. John's, I went to ripping, you know, gate. Then after that, I work coil on face worker. Yeah.
So where did you live in Normanton then?
Oh, I don't live in Normanton. I live in Castleford, miners' hostel. It was in Castleford, miners' hostel. There were a lot of Polish people, Irish people, English people, miners' hostel. About 500.
500?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the pub there?
Yeah, I used to go to town, you know, for drink, that's all.
So what about your wife then? What happened next with you and Amelia?
We keep writing. You know, I get letters once a month. You know, from Africa once a month. She come to England in 1948, in May. To Southampton, she wrote me letters from Southampton.
And then what happened?
Then she went to Cirencester. That was camp as well there, Polish camp, Cirencester, not far from Cheltenham. Afterwards, she went to Horsham, Browning camp, Horsham.
And did you meet her then?
Oh, yeah. I met her, Cirencester. She wrote a letter again, you know, from Cirencester, because from Southampton, she said she don't know where they're going, you know.
So that's the first time you met her?
Yeah, first time I met her, Cirencester.
What was that like?
1948.
What was that like then, when you first met her?
All right, you know, it was strange. Well, we write letters, you know, for a long time, strange, yeah. Then she went to, from Cirencester to Browningham, from Browningham went to work Worthing. She went to work to Worthing.
What kind of work was she doing?
She went to laundry.
Laundry?
Laundry in Worthing. Well, I went few times to her, then we married 1949, 22nd January.
And where did you get married?
In Worthing.
In Worthing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so did you have any friends to come to your wedding?
Yes, I have two friends come to wedding, yeah.
When did she come to live up in Yorkshire then?
When I live in Castleford Hostel, I went to put in paper, I want to lodging, you know, room. One day, gentleman come. He asked me name. I said, yes. He said, well, you put in paper for room. I said, yes. Anyway, he gave me address. 23 Adel, I forgot the road. And we lived there for a couple of years, 2 years. Then we bought a house in Castleford.
You bought a house?
Yes. Well, 550 it cost. Well, we saved £200 for deposit, and we bought it less from building society, and bought it out. Cost 550.
And did Amelia have a job then as well?
Yes, there was, call him Tom Taylor's. Town Taylor's. Now it's Blimbury.
In Castleford?
In Castleford, yeah.
All right.
It's not far, we live Wood Street. She walked from here to road. There was a factory there.
So your house was on Wood Street?
Wood Street, yeah.
And that's like a terraced house?
Terraced house, yeah.
Okay, so you still work at St. John's then? Or did you go to any...
No.
Where did you go
I
next?
Went to Water Rag from St. John.
You went to Water Rag?
Water Rag, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why did you move?
I moved because St. John didn't have a bath, and Water Rag have a bath. That's why I moved for through bath, because it always come dirty, and Water Rag have a bath, and you bath, that you come clean. You know, you traveling is all right. It was a bit different than traveling with dirt.
And how did you get from Castleford to Water Hague?
Bus.
Yeah.
That's easy from Castleford to Water Hague.
What job did you do at Water Hague then?
I was coiling on face. On face, yeah.
So it was like a better job than you'd had at St. John's as well?
No, same job, only bath.
What about your children? When did they come?
They're born in Castleford, 1951, in twins.
That must have been a shock having twins.
Yeah, twins.
And they're born in the hospital in Castleford,
Wakefield Town Hospital. My wife's doctor sent to Wakefield Maternity Hospital. Twins.
So tell me a bit about Water Hague. Do you know which seam did you work?
Beeston seam.
Which shifts did you work?
Well, morning shift, day shift.
Day shift.
They call it morning shift.
So you had to get up and be there by about six or seven?
6 o'clock.
Can you remember about anything happened when you first went to Water Hague?
Well, we opened face first. And then we put conveyor there, and we were all working there, you know.
And did you use a pick and a shovel, or did you use a machine?
Pick and shovel that time. Pick and shovel, yeah.
Did you use a machine to cut underneath the coat?
Well, the machine man could. They call him Jock. He was a machine man. He could cut it before you came. Oh yeah, night shift. He could face night shift.
So they did all the shot firing, the explosion.
Well, shot fire were on days. You know, you clean. We call them goomings. There was tin coil. We call them goomings. You know, we clean that underneath. Then the border come put oil in and we fire in that.
So you were there when they were shot firing? Then?
Yeah.
And then the coal came down and you put it on the conveyor?
Shoveling it. Yeah, you have to pick it as well. Yeah.
Must have been hard work.
Yes, St. John was hardest because St. John have to use epic. St. John was hardest, and he had a shot fire in nice to the wall, face wall. They come straight.
And could you stand up in the Beeston seam?
No, kneeling.
You had to kneel?
Yeah, I think it was about 4 foot, 12 or 4 foot. St. John was 3'6", and was 4 foot.
Who were your mates then when you were on the face? Who was next to you? Can you remember that?
Michael, I forgot his second name, Michael.
Was it Englishman or?
Polishman.
You worked with Polish men?
Yeah. They were Polish and English mixed, you know, mixed working in Water Egg. Same is in St. John. St. John, same.